So I want to actually move on to the last part of our discussion here, which is adjuvant therapy. So back to stage two, and actually now maybe stage three. Rich, I was curious about your thoughts about the poster as part of a poster discussion, looking at the recurrence score, which we've seen a lot of in breast cancer for the last 10 years. We've seen a colon cancer recurrence score being studied previously, and now the NSABP, I think fascinatingly, is presenting data looking at this assay from the NSABP C07 study. Can you talk about what that original study looked at and what they looked at here?
So this was a fascinating study that looked at FLOX versus 5-FU, and it included both stage 2 and stage 3 patients, and they did the recurrence score evaluation using the Oncotype 12-gene assay. Now, we know from previous data that's been presented from NSABP, from Quasar, and from others, that in stage 2, the recurrence score can discriminate between a relatively low risk of recurrence and a higher risk of recurrence, but the delta is between about 10% and 25%. There hadn't really been much data on stage 3 patients, so there was data presented here that in stage 3 patients, a recurrence score also could predict high and low risk, particularly for stage 3A, the 1 to 3 node positive group. And you remember in colon cancer, the recurrence score is prognostic but not predictive. But here they extended it a little bit to the potential to be predictive, because what they showed is in patients with a low recurrence score for stage 3 disease, oxaliplatin didn't add much to 5-FU. So it makes you wonder if in some stage 3 patients you could spare the potential toxicity, the neurotoxicity of oxaliplatin, and still have a benefit to adjuvant therapy. So to me, it was a fascinating preliminary study. It's not something that I'm going to really change my practice. I'm not going to start ordering Oncotype DX on my stage 3 patients on the basis of this. But it suggests that this sort of approach may provide us with additional benefits. Now, you know, one of the issues with the 12-gene study is it's really only a 7-gene study. 5 of the genes are sort of caretaker quality control genes, and there probably are better combinations of tools that we could use to assess. The difficulty is it's so hard to validate them. It's such a big investment to validate them that that's a significant hurdle. And, you know, one of the other studies that was presented was a study by Salazar about Colaprint. And they're just in the beginning phases. This was a report that 300 to 500 patients have been accrued to this Colaprint analysis. It didn't tell us any data, but obviously there are other platforms out there that groups are looking at.